Welcome to the Philosopher's Notes podcast, where Brian Johnson shares one of his 1,000-plus favorite big ideas from notes on 100 of the greatest self-development books. Today's big idea comes from James Arthur Ray's great book, Harmonic Wealth.
Are you a now or later person? Quote, if I asked you what kind of person you are, a now or later person, which would you choose? I'll give you the breakdown. The now folks are consistently drawn toward pleasing activities, spending their time getting lost in TV, sex, food, laziness. You know, all the fun in the moment stuff. The later group, on the other hand, is drawn toward pleasing results, often engaging in less than pleasing activities in the moment. They invest their time in things like going to the gym, working long hours, reading good books, attending personal transformation events, hanging out with people who stretch their thinking, following through, risking, becoming comfortable with being uncomfortable. Which of these two groups of people do you think experiences real freedom? Which category do you fall into? Be honest. End quote. Ah, delayed gratification. It's a hallmark of emotionally intelligent people. In his great book, Emotional Intelligence, you can see the notes, Daniel Goleman describes an experiment in which 4-year-old kids are left in a room alone and told they can have 2 marshmallows if they wait for the experimenter to return from an errand. If they can't wait till then, they can have only 1 marshmallow, but they can have it now. Some kids were able to hold off the 15 to 20 minutes, what must have felt like an eternity, while others jumped on the 1 marshmallow, almost always within seconds. What's fascinating is that their choice revealed a great deal about the trajectory that child would take in their lives. As Goleman says, quote, there is perhaps no psychological skill more fundamental than resisting impulse. Bottom line, we must be able to delay immediate gratification in pursuit of our goals. So go for the 2 marshmallows, will you? Be a little patient. Be a later person.